Valentina wondered where the birds had gone. They weren't waiting on the sill when she went to the sitting room window that morning. All year she had put slices of salami out for them. Blue jays came every day, and blackbirds sometimes, and sparrows least of all. The birds would stand on the sill, their claws black as soot against the gray concrete, and fly away when she unlatched the window, only to flutter back when she set out the pieces of salami. Today, though, they were nowhere in sight. Valentina leaned out to look. Overhead, no blue jays circled one another, vanishing into the clouds, then reappearing. There were no blackbirds or sparrows either. All of Pripyat's birds seemed to have disappeared. The sky was empty. Except for a crimson glow in the distance. Valentina squinted. Usually at 7:30, the sky was the pale blue of a robin's egg. Not now. The sky in the south was red. Smoke churned up toward the scarlet-colored clouds. The smoke wasn't black or gray, but a strange, unearthly blue. It was so thick that Valentina couldn't see anything below or behind it. All she could see was the wall of smoke coiling up and up into the red sky. But she knew what stood under that billowing smoke. The nuclear power station where her father worked. She whirled away from the window. "The power station is on fire!" Her mother hurried out of the bedroom, buttoning the cuff of her blouse. "What did you say?" Valentina pointed at the window. Her mother joined her and gasped. "Oh my God! Where's Papa?" Valentina glanced at the empty kitchen table. Her father worked the night shift at the power station. Usually, he was back in time to eat breakfast, tired and hungry after a long night. Then he would go to bed once Valentina had left for school. When he hadn't been at the kitchen table this morning, Valentina had assumed he was already in the bedroom, asleep. "He hasn't come home yet." With shaking hands, Valentina's mother latched the window. "Do you remember he said he would have a busy night? The supervisors were planning to run a safety drill, so when he didn't show up an hour ago, I wasn't worried." She pulled Valentina in close for a hug. "I'm sure he's fine, Valyushka. If he was hurt, someone at the power station would have telephoned us." Valentina leaned into her mother, breathing in the comforting scent of her violet perfume. Mama had to be right. An accident at a nuclear power station was a statistical impossibility. A 1 in 10 million chance, her father had told her. And in school, she and her classmates were taught that nuclear power was the safest, cleanest source of energy in the world. It had brought heat and light for the first time to thousands of citizens in the Soviet Union. But why isn't the smoke black? She asked. Her mother held her tighter. "I don't know." "Maybe I shouldn't send you to school," she murmured. "But I have to go to work, and if we don't show up, people might talk." Valentina understood what her mother meant. They mustn't do anything out of the ordinary, ever, or they risked attracting attention. And attention was bad. It meant someone was watching you, waiting for you to make a mistake. And mistakes, like saying the wrong thing, criticizing the government, making someone important angry, led the secret police to you. People who were taken away by the secret police, the KGB, often weren't seen again. When Valentina's mother was a university student, one of her classmates had been arrested by the KGB. The last time anyone had seen him was when he was shoved into the back of a car. Valentina's mother had never forgotten it.